Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. We want to wrap up the show with a couple of your calls on Ezekiel Elliott and the Dallas Cowboys and what they would mean as a threat for the Washington Redskins with and without their elite running back. We started the year thinking he was going to be suspended. Then we found out just before the beginning of the NFL season that he was not suspended. Five games into the year, his performance is down. The Cowboys are sub 500 with him. The idea is if he's not there, they get worse. So 2-3 becomes what in the next five? 1-4, perhaps? I think they're going to be about what they've been so far. I think their regression was taking place with or without him because Prescott was going to turn the ball over a little bit more. Dez Bryant, by the way, I've watched a lot of them. He does not separate anymore. He's not as dynamic or as explosive a wide receiver. He's not going to run away from defensive backs. I think that's a storyline that really hasn't been covered around the league yet at this point. That offense is not as scary. Jason Witten is going to catch it and go down basically wherever he catches the football. Cole Beasley and Terrence Williams, when he doesn't drop a pass, are kind of their scariest options. Bryce Butler's got 8 catches, can stretch the field. But Elliott's the one guy who can strike up the band, and if they don't have him and they go to Morris, you lose that.
So their expected win-loss, obviously they've played an odd number of games, but it's 2.5 and 2.5. I mean, they've been in football games. They haven't been had the doors blown off by anybody. Their two losses recently were by 5 and 4 points respectively in games where they kind of let it get away, especially that Rams game where they had a commanding lead. I think this is who they are. I think they're a team that is capable of putting up some points. I mean, look at 28, 30, 31 in their last 3 ball games. Dak Prescott's been impressive, has made more plays than he certainly did last year, but I don't think you can recreate that magic of what last year was, where nobody saw it. I would say nobody saw it, but that run game with that group of 5 offensive linemen was so incredible. Their defense just kept week after week after week just punching above their weight class with jag after jag after jag coming out of the middle of nowhere being that great. And I know they didn't have to be on the field as long, Chiefs, but still you got to stop guys to get off the field. And they were doing that even fresh or not fresh. It's still amazing what they did. That's regressed. That's the big difference to me, where you let up 42 points to Denver, 35 to the Rams, 35 to the Packers. That's what wasn't happening this year. So the regression I expected it to happen to them last year during the season, and it never did. It's got to happen sometime where they're just not that good on D, and last year they were, a excellent unit compared to kind of, what they were asked to do on a down-in, down-out basis. That had to come back to earth sometime, and I think it has. So I don't think their season is over because they don't have Elliott. I think I'm with you. They're an 8-8 type club. That's why I picked them to be that before the season.
And I'll say this, too. I think that Dak Prescott has been better this year than I would have thought.
I agree.
He has made major strides, and there are games where, he's got to throw it if they're going to win. And he's making the throws from the pocket in a way that I thought he'd make more bad throws, inaccurate passes, interceptions, like he did it late against Denver when he's throwing the pick six. I mean, more often than not, he's come through for them. So I actually like him a lot more at this point of the year than I thought I was going to this season. That's with Elliott struggling a little bit. But the division, you can't say is wide open because it's going to go through Philadelphia.
At this point, yeah.
You and I both said this is a better team than people think. Neither of us thought they'd be this good. I think, I'll speak for me, I'm blown away. Carson Wentz has been outstanding. He's a play extender. He's got Ben Roethlisberger, young in his career, written all over him, except he's a little bit more agile and athletic and nimble because he's not quite as heavy. But he takes shots. He extends plays. He gets out of a lot of would-be sacks because he's big and tough to get to the ground. And he's got a real strong arm, and he's always looking downfield. So he's got a little Tony Romo to him where you think you've got him, you think you've got him. A lot of quarterbacks get away from that sack and throw it away. He finds Nelson Aguilar for 57 yards for a touchdown. That's scary. They've also gotten a little bit more balanced the last couple weeks. Doug Peterson was holding them back by not running it enough. LeGarrette Blount's become a sledgehammer for them between the tackles. And defensively, Timmy Jernigan was one of the offseason acquisitions of the hiatus. I mean, he and Fletcher Cox and Brandon Graham, who just abused the Redskins, that's a tough front to deal with right now.
Yeah, I wanted Timmy Jernigan out of Florida State. I screamed about it in the draft. The Redskins took Trent Murphy instead. Even though Murphy was good last year, who knows if he'll ever be that again, non-PED division. But just to goes to show you how crazy this league is. I mean, and how little anybody that knows. I mean, you and I study it. It's part of our gig to study this thing and try to figure out who's going to be what and put our opinions out there on radio, and we're wrong all the time. I was wrong about 3 of the 4 teams in the NFC East. I mean, not even. I'll say 2 out of 4. I thought Philadelphia would be better, but not this good. So I'm not going to give myself credit for that. I thought they'd be the third place team around 8-8, maybe 9-7 if things broke right. Dallas, I was right about coming back down to the pack. Could not have been more wrong about the New York Giants. Literally could not have been more wrong. I had them at 5-1 or 4-2 at this point on their way to 11 wins and winning the division. Could not have been further from the truth. Just a complete back-ass review of them. And then, of course, we all know I was dead wrong about the Redskins, who I thought would be a disaster. And they are not through 6 weeks of football. 5 weeks of football.
Fun day. I'm in Chicago, so I got to say so long to Danny until tomorrow. But first, can we check in at the UMSO news desk and find out which Redskin is being booted off the island on Redskins Survivor? Brendan Dar, what do you got?
The overwhelming majority of people chose Dustin Hopkins to be kicked off the island, and Kirk Cousins has immunity.
So Cousins and Zach Brown are undulating back and forth as the only players that seem to be earning immunity on this football team, other than Mason Foster when he sealed a win against the Rams with a pick. So Kirk Cousins, no matter what happens on Monday night against the Eagles, will be safe. Dustin Hopkins is gone. And then there were 10 as we continue to count down on Redskins Survivor. Fun show, Danny.
It was indeed, my friend. Appreciate you. Safe travels continued to you. And just go eat some deep dish pizza for me. For Grant, for Brendan, for Thom, I'm Danny. CDBTW is up next. Have a great day, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.